You open the fridge. There's nothing there. So what's it gonna be? Greasy pizza? Sad drive-through burgers? Dish by Blue Apron is for nights like that. These are the pre-made meals of your dreams. At least 20 grams of protein. No artificial flavors or colors. No chopping, no cleanup, no guilt. Keep the flavor. Ditch the subscription. Get 20% off your first two orders with code APRON20. Terms and conditions apply. Visit blueapron.com/terms for more.
Honestly, I wasn't sure we could pull this off ourselves.
You had the vision, and Blinds.com brought your dreams to life.
Yeah, their custom window treatments and free design consultation. Total game changer. Ava walked us through everything. Styles, colors, what would work best in this space.
And we didn't have to leave the house. Free samples showed up fast, and they made it super easy to compare and choose.
Right? Plus, no high-pressure sales pitch, just smart guidance. And the install? I thought it'd be tricky, but Blinds.com instructions were clear. Everything fits perfectly.
And thanks to their SureFit guarantee, if something doesn't fit, they remake it for free. Talk about peace of mind.
And it costs way less than having a designer to our house or going to one of those overpriced showrooms.
We saved money, got the exact look we wanted, and we did it ourselves.
We did it.
So, kitchen windows next?
Blinds.com makes buying and installing window treatments easy and affordable because nobody covers windows better than Blinds.com. Visit Blinds.com now for up to 50% off primetime deals and free professional installation. Rules and restrictions apply.
True North Convenience Stores and Red Bull are an elite matchup. True North offers returning players Red Bull Original and Sugar-Free. First-round picks like Watermelon, Wild Berries, and the newest rookie, Red Bull Zero. Right now, grab three of your favorite 8-ounce can flavors for $6.50 and save 10 cents off a gallon with the True Rewards mobile app, available in your favorite app store. Rush into True North to score this deal before the clock runs out. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Not give the fans and the people that took the time to watch me not my 100%. Yep. And one of the things that I hope I did was, no matter when it was, I was really giving you all that I had. I had nothing left at the end of the day, and I was in the ebbs and flows like you. And that's when I knew that Memphis was important to me, and Memphis was important, period. Yep. Is when you really hurt. When your sports team's hurt,
yeah.
When we don't foul and don't win the 2008 national title, when I'm standing in front of a monitor getting ready to go live and Beale Street is packed like I've never seen it before, and then 10 minutes later it's a ghost town because you don't lose that. And then it's that thing that stays with you forever. Oh. Right now people are swerving their car going, please don't bring that up again.
Because it hurts so bad.
I had a guy tweet me. He's like, man, you're right. I was screaming, foul, foul. Well, we all were. And Derek will tell you who's trying to foul. They just didn't call it. But – you know, those moments, I mean, think about it. What are the moments that you remember? And they're mm-hmm. special moments. Mm-hmm. Very few of my moments happen anywhere else but here in this town.
Fantastic run at WREG News Channel 3. You don't have that kind of run without being great and without connecting the community, man. And we wanted to make sure we got you in and gave you your flowers. And if there's anything we can do, man, let us know.
Yeah.
Sounds like
your job.
Yeah, sounds like he's going to be giving 100%. You're going to take a little bit of a break.
No,
and it sounds like you're going to be going back to being a superstar somewhere.
I hope to be just a grandpa. Somebody asked me, you know, my daughter and everybody, you know, there's words like legend and icon. I want you to know that your dad was a legend.
Oh, man, don't go there.
No, I'm just saying. I'm starting right now.
I know.
Your dad was a legend.
You've told me that privately, so you don't
your
need
dad
to.
Was
I appreciate
a legend.
You saying that.
I appreciate what people think about what I did. But now I just want to be grandpa and dad and things like that. Things that I were, that I was with my kids, but maybe I didn't do it as well as I should have. And now I'm getting a second chance with my grandson, and hopefully there's more of those grandkids to come. But
awesome.
Understand that. If I could, I would. Memphis is in my heart. I'm getting on an airplane and going to see family in South Florida, and that's my family. But this is home, and everybody knows that. When I get there, they talk about this the accent that I have. I said, "What are you talking about?"
You've picked it up.
I have picked it up because when you're here almost half your life.
Yep.
So I just want to tell Memphians to continue to be prideful of our city. We have our problems. All cities have a problem, and but you know what? We always find a way to fix it.
That's right.
Great message. Here's Mike Sadie.
Thank you, bro.
Appreciate you coming in.
Thank you, guys.
We'll come back. Jason and John, Turn FM, ESPN.
Did you know that October is financial planning month? If you didn't know, you can make it financial planning month, and you can do it with Leaders Credit Union because they've got a team of financial champions who are happy to help you in your financial journey. They know you've got questions about money and spending. Don't let them go unanswered. So often in life we do that, right? Sometimes we need to know the answer, and yet we'd rather not just go ahead and ask directly. Leaders has got all of the answers, and they're your financial champion for life. You can gear up for the fall now that it is with a Compass Black credit card from football tailgates like we're doing to weekend getaways. The fall season comes with its own set of expenses you want to earn while you spend. Open a Compass Black credit card. With Leaders Credit Union to enjoy 3% cash back on every purchase and 0% introductory APR for 15 months. No annual fees or limits. To learn more, visit leaderscu.com/ESPN. Visit their website for full details and disclosures. Leaders is federally insured by NCUA.
We have not one, not two, but three game threes today in baseball. Pretty amazing. Tigers Guardians at 2 o'clock. Cleveland a small favorite here. Padres Cubs 4 o'clock. Chicago Cubs a small favorite there, and then Yankees Red Sox at 7 o'clock, with the Yankees being a -165 favorite. They survived yesterday, and feels like that. Let me predict. Ready? Give me guards, Cubs, Yanks. I'm taking all the favorites. I'm taking all the favorites today.
That's kiss of death between you and between that and George playing Go Cubs Go when Drew came on before the actual game. It's an L.
Yeah.
It's a straight Cubs L. Yeah, you jinxed us, George. I didn't say anything about it when it happened, but you played Go Cubs
really
Go.
Really bad form by you.
Before the freaking game.
I did it for Drew.
It's after a loss. I know who you did it for, but you can't.
He's a Cubs fan, man. It doesn't matter Cubs fan.
He's not one of us.
I'm saying whatever Cubs fan he did it for, you still jinxed them.
This guy's a Ray.
Yeah.
It's true.
No, so I think you do need to be responsible for being a mush.
No, you blew it.
That's
after wins.
That's true. I am a mush.
You could have played that after game one coming in here. George knows you can only play it after wins.
He knows that.
We're coming off of a loss. It's an absolute jinx. Cubs lose today, John. You've already lost your money.
Now, I haven't bet it. I mean, my God, man. I mean, I didn't say I was going to put any fiat on these games.
Cubs were your pick.
But I did pick them, yes. I don't want to pick against you. Why would I do that? I mean, I already put you down in fantasy. I don't want to rub it in. So.
Oh, boy.
Wow.
Now, this was a guy. We came in here, and I wasn't going to say anything to him about this because I usually take the high road. But, John, when I brought up the Bears win over the Raiders, he gave us a whole speech about how he doesn't like getting trolled. He doesn't play those kinds of games. It was along that line. And now here we are days after the fantasy win for John, and he's still rubbing it in. He's playing those. Don't act like that wasn't the tone.
No.
And you did. You let me play and read the little conversation we had in text.
I did.
But you didn't want to hear it that day, and I don't want to hear it no more about your sorry fantasy team finally lucking up and getting a win over the soon-to-be champ.
Oh, okay. So were you just
soon-to-be champ? I'm not going to jinx myself.
You just did.
I stopped myself.
You just did.
I said soon-to-be champ.
Look,
great Benador awaits.
This is the start of week five, so after today's show, you will not hear me talk about last week, okay?
You didn't want to hear about it on Monday. Don't act like you didn't.
I mean, I just...
You didn't have time. You didn't have the energy.
Look, some of us have, we get the job done, you know what I mean? In the absolute worst conditions, despite not getting double digits from our quarterbacks, and some of us don't. I mean, it's just there's just differences out here. Bennett Doyle is going to join us when we get back. We'll talk to him about Grizz Media Day, preseason getting underway. Lots more to come. Stick around. Jason and John, are you trying to find me? Yes, me in.
Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
You walk in tired and hungry, one bad dinner away from losing it. You don't like to cook. You don't want more takeout. You just want something good. That's why there's Dish by Blue Apron. Pre-made meals with at least 20 grams of protein and no artificial flavors or colors, from fridge to fork in 5 minutes or less. Keep the flavor. Ditch the subscription. Get 20% off your first two orders with code APRON20. Terms and conditions apply. Visit blueapron.com/terms for more.
Hi, this is Javon, your Blinds.com design consultant.
Oh, wow, a real person.
Yep, I'm here to help with everything from selecting the perfect window treatments to...
Wow!
I've got a complicated project.
No problem. We make the complex simple. I can even help schedule a professional measure and install.
I didn't realize you did that.
We can also send you samples fast and free.
Wow, I always thought I needed a designer to come to my home, but scheduling's always a nightmare.
Not with Blinds.com. We're on your schedule, and there's no haggling, pressure, or hidden fees either.
I just might have to do more.
Whatever you need. How about you tell me what you had in mind?
Okay, then. So the first room we're looking at is for guests coming over, and I'm thinking of something.
From free expert design help to our 100% satisfaction guarantee, everything we do is made to fit your life and your windows. Because at Blinds.com, the only thing we treat better than windows is you. Visit Blinds.com now for up to 50% off primetime deals and free professional installation. Rules and restrictions apply.
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed's sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
True North Convenience Stores and Red Bull are an elite matchup. True North offers returning players Red Bull Original and Sugar Free. First round picks like Watermelon, Wild Berries, and the newest rookie, Red Bull Zero. Right now, grab three of your favorite 8-ounce can flavors for $6.50 and save 10 cents off a gallon with the True Rewards mobile app. Available in your favorite app store. Rush into True North to score this deal before the clock runs out. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Yeah.
Yes, sir.
Don't turn his mic on yet.
Y'all making Bray real uncomfortable.
For the first time in my career, I'm outnumbered. George, I'm outnumbered by Grind City Media representatives.
Punch me in.
Don't turn his mic on,
man. Turn me in.
Bennett Doyle, Grind City Media.
You got the round of the applause. Hit it.
Don't nobody
button
need
over
that.
There.
For
there you go.
Need that.
Yep.
Don't nobody need
fire that.
Fire that
up. Thank you, George.
Thank you, George.
It's getting a little incestuous around here, isn't it? Bennett Doyle, producer for the Gary Parrish Show, Grind City Media, Grizz Radio Network. Your days are about to get real busy. Did you know that Brad volunteered Jason to take your place on the Grizz Radio Network yesterday on this station?
Did he really?
He did. He said Bennett can't do them all.
Is that why he's not here right now?
I don't know why he's here right now.
He didn't want to face me?
But he did do that on the air.
Wow.
And
wow.
And don't worry.
I need that money.
Don't.
You sound like you do. That sounds real.
Don't worry. Your coin is safe. I don't think Jason's interested, okay? I think Jason,
it's a big undertaking.
I don't want to speak for him. Maybe he is, but I would guess not. So you're safe.
It's good that point that out. The Grizzlies just dropped the team's television and radio broadcast schedule for the 25-26 season.
That's so awesome. And is your name in it?
My name, yes, I can confirm.
That is
there.
Awesome.
There it is. Bennett Doyle, Grizzlies Radio Network, pregame, postgame.
Pregame,
postgame. Good. For the away games.
No, Jason.
I would not take Jason.
Jason's in there, right?
Home broadcast. No, I don't
make
see
sure. Okay.
Jason, but well, that's a different press release.
No, I know that is. I'm just saying I didn't want to know.
It's already dropped.
I wasn't sure.
Yeah,
if Brad made any late,
yesterday.
You know, moves on that broadcast, but no, you sent your job seems safe for now. All right, well, so what?
This is I don't like following up Mike Sadie. I mean,
yeah.
He's a local legend. Like I feel kind of this is a bit of a letdown for the listeners out there.
No,
but
I'll
try my best.
No, I think somebody has to do it, and I think you're equipped to do it. There's no question about it.
I tried to get here before he left. Massive salute.
Massive salute.
I'm one of the goats of Memphis sports.
Well, you
media.
And I are about amen, you and I are about the same age. So I mean, I said on Twitter, it was just when I think about watching news and sports, Mike Sadie was like, plus he's always at every damn event.
That's right.
I mean,
it's
just insane. Like the level of dedication and commitment that I'll be honest, I no longer have. I mean, I once upon a time had it and then I quickly left. I blame COVID because I used to go to a lot of things And then when I got out, when COVID hit and I just got out of it, mm-hmm. going to games and stuff like that, I was like, oh man, I don't ever want to go back.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? Unless I'm there as a fan. I don't want to. I don't want to work, but Mike Sadie worked, man, and I think you know that's such a testament to him. You know, he's just he worked his ass off every single damn night.
Yep,
and that's gonna be missed. That's gonna be missed in this market. There's mm-hmm. no doubt about it. Especially as you know, sports departments get de-emphasized. I mean, that's the other problem is like these. I don't even know like if local, for example. He just mentioned
that two stations aren't doing sports right now.
Right. Two stations are not.
You know, 13 had long decided not to do it, and 24 isn't right now.
This is a community with a professional franchise.
That's right.
Our, to me, two, but I mean by definition one, mm-hmm. and you have two stations that aren't even doing.
Didn't we just get another soccer team?
That's not pro.
Oh, okay.
It's like semi pro. But I count Memphis basketball as a professional outfit.
Yeah,
I mean, it's okay. And these kids are paid.
That's right.
You know, they're what's the difference? You
it's
know,
only a matter of time before we start calling it a professional.
Well, I think they have to be treated like it. Anyway, the real professional team kicks off next week.
Yep.
Tips off next week preseason. Do you expect to? Like I'm a big preseason guy. I love preseason NFL. I'm serious. Why are you laughing?
Okay. I thought you were being sarcastic.
No, he's not.
Unfortunately,
okay. I love NFL preseason too.
Yeah, see, yeah. So, I mean, because that's when you learn. Like, hey, man, my team really sucks. I'm not under any kind of false pretenses this year. And if you don't take my word for it, you can just go watch your quarterback's press conference after the game last week.
Mm-hmm.
Do you expect to feel like you learned something about the Grizzlies in this preseason?
Yeah, because there's so many new faces that we're going to see play in the preseason. So, yeah, I think we're going to learn. The biggest thing that I think we're going to learn pretty quickly is how is this big man rotation going to look until we get some guys back? I'm interested in seeing Jock Landale because he's going to be the starting center to start the season. But, like, I'm interested in seeing PJ Hall, too. Like, I want to see, you know, what some of these guys – look like, especially with BC being out, and we don't know when he's going to come back. That's hard to be super optimistic about. So obviously I want to see Cedric Cowell.
Yeah,
right?
That's like the thing, right?
Yeah. And like, he's going to play. They've already said he's going to play in the preseason, so I'm excited to see what he looks like. I would temper people's expectations. Like, don't get too high, too low on Cedric Cowell's preseason just because he's played like four real basketball games in the past
entire year
or whatever. Yeah, so it might take some time, but I'm still really excited about him, yeah.
I'm probably doing too much assuming, but just listening to him, and I know you have, he certainly says the right things, mature enough to handle what maybe, I mean, we look at the situation with Gigi, right? And you get some success early, then you're in a role. Hey, setbacks, and there was some frustration there. It seems like with Cedric Coward, whether it's the age that he is or just the maturity that he exudes, that if those early minutes don't come, because there's a lot going on the wing, mm-hmm. and Jalen Wells was good last year, he will be able to handle it. I know it's easy for me to say that about rookies, but I don't know. There seems something special about him in terms of understanding maturity. Just what have you made of Cedric Cowell?
Yeah, I completely agree. Like, he says all the right things. I mean, y'all know it. You've heard him, you know, talk a lot recently, especially in Media Day. Like, he says all the right things, and I believe him when he says it. And to your point, I do think he can take it better than other guys might be able to that are coming into the draft, especially top 10 picks, because of how much he has not played, you know, over the past couple seasons.
How patient
seasons.
He's had to be already.
Yeah, he's had to be patient. He's had to wait. And I think that he's going to be – whereas typically a top 10 draft pick, like that guy, you know, they think they're the guy, right? Like they're ready to come in and be one of the guys. And he's probably not going to have to be immediately, but – I sure hope we look up in a couple weeks and are like, he's going to be a big contributor this year.
I think that will be part of it, no question about it. And just seeing, I guess, you know, systems and just
what's it look like.
I saw a video yesterday from Nashville of Ja and Jaren working on a pick and
the
roll.
The two-man game. Yeah, we were talking about that earlier. The Ja-Jaren two-man game we've been dreaming of.
Are you sniffing that in the bathroom?
I mean, I can get excited.
The Ja and Jaren two-man game.
I can get excited when I hear about it.
Y'all been getting high on that for 7 years.
Yeah, I mean, that's right.
It's a matter of seeing
it. It's been a minute. Now, it's been the same coach for the past however many years that they've been together.
Very true.
I mean, Taylor was with Ja from the beginning.
That's very true.
So, You know, maybe this is different.
Yeah. It could be very different now.
Yeah. And I just like what I'm hearing about, you know, media day. It's hard to gauge because everyone's happy for every team. Like you see, like the Brooklyn Nets having fun on media day. So it's like every media day, everybody's happy and the vibes are good, it seems like. But I do like the way that they all talk about their coach and Coach Hiselo. Like I, it does seem like a group that's going to be bought into what he's doing, and a group that, especially the guys that were here last year, like want him to be their coach.
Yep.
So I think that's really positive. I'm excited, man. Monday is going to be fun. You know, we got three home games this week, so we're going to see a lot in the next week and have a lot to kind of
yep.
pick apart over this next week.
I'll be honest with you. We were talking about saying the right things. Gigi is special in that he can say the right things and almost say to the point where, like, you're believing him that he's turned the corner. But I am concerned, Ben, and I wonder where you're at, because you're talking about opportunity for him. There's a log jam at the wing with everybody we just named, Coward, and some we haven't, Vince Williams possibly there. I worry for him that if the minutes don't come early, maybe as a backup four, that, you know, wait, he's still just 20 years old. Mm-hmm. I'm hoping that he's going to practice what he's preaching, I guess, is the word for it.
And he has, like, talked about, you know, filling a role, right?
Mm-hmm.
But we got to see that. We got to see it, because I'm with you. Like, I do think that the minutes will fluctuate just because they're, in theory, they're pretty good at wing.
Yeah,
right?
In theory.
Like, in theory, they're pretty good at wing. So, now, the one positive for him, at least to start the season, is – with them being kind of depleted at the four and the five.
That's what I'm thinking.
He'll play up a little bit. And he does look huge, dude. Like, I'm standing next to him at media day, and I'm like, God, have you grown even more? Like, he is a
yep.
massive dude. So maybe he is able to get more minutes just because you need
this
him
early
forward.
Situation.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, it should be an exciting year. Let's shift gears.
You don't seem that excited.
Well, I mean, I
want less talk, more action.
Yeah, I mean, this is year 7/8 with the two big dogs. You know what I mean?
Yeah,
and also, like, they're not fully healthy already off the rip, so it's
right.
Like,
that's tough. We were talking about
excitement is muted in that regard.
We were talking about it a little bit last week too. I think obviously you want the team to be good. You want to make the playoffs. That goes without saying, because you want the interest all season. But I do think even more importantly is just Ja playing 70-plus games and being a star this season. I really do. I think that is the most important thing for this franchise going into this year, is Ja playing 70-plus and being an all-NBA caliber player. Yeah.
Yeah, I mean, because
you're building it around a big two now, and if Ja can't play more games, like I think the average is 51 for him for season average in terms of games, then what is that
right.
foundation?
And we all saw the ESPN rankings. You know, he's in the 30s, and but at the same time, his popularity is, like, massive right now because of the shoe. So if you get that and add on he's an all-NBA caliber guy, then all of a sudden – it's all eyes on Memphis just because you have this superstar right here in town. So I think it's huge.
Do you have a pair?
Man, I don't. I want those teal ones.
Okay.
So those are the ones that I've got my eyes set on. So or the zombies. The Ja 3 zombies.
Are you talking about the Cobalt Bliss?
Yeah, are those the teal, black and teal?
Yeah.
I also like the brown ones that have the pink Nike swoosh. You know what I'm talking about?
Mm-hmm.
Those are great too. Yeah, if I can get my hands on one of those three, I'm good.
Well, you can, like, they just announced yesterday you could do your own. You can create
like
your
they
own.
Did
I don't
Sabrina's.
Trust. I don't trust myself to do that.
Yeah, like you can. I think I don't.
Well,
know.
Well, the app makes it where you almost it's like can't miss. Like you,
right.
you know, the app makes
I'm just
it so
not
easy
very,
for you.
You know, I can't trust.
You want somebody
myself
else
fashion.
To make all your
yeah.
You want to live in a communist state?
I can't
where,
trust
where,
myself
where,
with fashion advice. Yeah, yeah.
I mean
look at me, bro. Come
do
on,
do your own.
You want to be governed, basically.
Yeah, I want you to tell me like these look cool. These look cool. You need to wear.
You would
them.
Be.
Yeah.
You would fit in so good in China. Like you're just a China plant. You know,
right?
CCP over here. I don't want to choose for myself. I want the government to choose for me.
Mm-hmm.
You know, this America.
Okay.
We choose our own colorway. We design our own colorway. All right.
You don't have an NFL team because it's absolute, you know what, ASS. Yeah. But
we
you
can say
it.
That.
He but, has it. But, well, but, Jason but, doesn't want
well,
to say it.
Well, I can't say it.
I can say it.
He's a deacon.
But you do have a college football team. It's 5-0, by the way. How this season, John and I feel like it might end up being, I don't know, maybe it's something in our eyes when we look at each other. I don't know that we've openly said it.
Like when we're in Tulsa together?
But we're feeling like, weirdly, this is all going to align. Like, weirdly, mm-hmm. this, you know, you lose Seth Hennigan, you got to, and yet this defense has gotten better. They found a new way to play offensively with this run game. I'm just wondering if you're feeling a little, this might be the year-ish.
Man, I hope so. And like, because the thing is, they've had good running backs in the past. They mm-hmm. haven't had a run game like this in the past under Ryan Silverfield. And the thing is that the trend that we've seen so far this season that just makes me optimistic going forward is, like, it's the same formula. You know, that they'll get in these close games with these bad teams in the first half, but they just don't go away from running the ball. And the other team just quits tackling them in the fourth quarter. Like, that's what's happening. We've seen these massive runs broken off in the fourth yep. quarter by DeRozier and Sutton Smith, and it's just because these teams don't want to tackle them anymore. And so I like the game plan. I'm excited about just how this schedule is set up for them. I'm feeling good. We need to get some people out on Saturday, though. We need to sell some
tickets. Yeah, I mean, you know, I think it's
a tough sell.
You got to do another preview video.
So I do got to do another preview video. That's right.
I would get them out.
I would recommend this. What I'd do if I would go into like a,
how do
one
you
of
do
those
a
machines,
golden hurricane though?
Go to one of those machines where they used to have at the Wolf Chase Mall where it simulated those winds. You know, stand inside of that box and say, "I'm coming to you live from the middle of the," you know, like that stupid stuff you do.
Yeah, yeah.
And then that'll really get the people going.
But I like that.
But Jason tells me that there are so many resources over there that somebody should follow you out to Wolf Chase, right, and be able to video that and get it all taken
nice.
Care of. You know, so that's what I
like
think.
That. I like
and,
that.
As a matter of fact, stay in that box for the rest of the week.
I missed out on, they did a flash sale the other night, and I missed it. I saw, like, the tweet after it had expired.
Yeah.
It was like $9 tickets. I wonder, maybe we get that link back up.
It's not worth more than $9 for you to go.
No,
to,
it is. But once you know you could have gotten $9 tickets and you missed out on it, you kind of want to get $9 tickets
again. But think of it like this. The University of Memphis is getting that money.
That's true.
You know what I mean? It's not going to a private equity, you know, it's going to the University of Memphis. Yeah. So you should want to pay
well,
more.
Well, I do my part.
Do you?
Yes.
What do you do?
I give them money.
Okay. Oh, wow. I did not know you were an ambassador. You're a booster over here?
No, not like that.
Oh, okay.
But, well, I mean, I go to games and spend my money. Yeah.
No, you do. You do. No, that's an important. And now that the Simmons Bank Liberty Stadium is owned by the University of Memphis, so they keep, you know, the concession. And so I assume when you go, you do partake.
When is that concert, by the way?
I think it's October the 12th or the 20th, one of the two.
Sounds so like it's coming up.
Yeah. Oh, I'm making a video about it.
I hope that goes good for them.
I'm promoting it for a brand.
I hope that goes good. I hope that they sell.
Yeah,
a bunch
Kara
of
actually told me she's going.
Is she?
That's what she said.
Okay.
She said she's by herself.
All right, cool. I'll stay at home and watch the kids. Have fun, baby.
That man don't give a damn if his wife goes to the bridge. Now ask Jason if Faith can go.
Is Faith going to the Chris Brown show?
Not doing that.
No.
Not doing that. Not what, sitting in anybody's lap, not doing that.
What a contrast here.
No, sir.
At the Breezy
Bowl. I didn't like Faith at the Boys to Men in Las Vegas. They might call you up on stage.
That's true.
That's more.
And I bet Chris Brown does that, too.
No, it's his whole thing. He calls him up and he grinds on him.
Yeah.
But I don't think Faith would be the target demographic there. However, at a Boys to Men concert, I would say threat level much higher.
It was high.
You know, because they're, you know, we're talking about the same age bracket. You know what I'm saying?
Boys. Okay, but on the flip side, like, how would Faith feel if we went to, like, a Janet Jackson concert? Because she does that.
She ain't going to pull me up.
So I think if you wore that brown jacket, you getting called up, man.
The one I did for Grind City Media yesterday.
She going to say, who is this stud in the front? Because I know you'd sit in the front if you go to a Janet concert.
Bro, we're not doing this about me. We're doing it with Bennett here.
Sorry.
Now, you're on 0-4. Do you find any solace that John's 1-3, not much better?
No, much better.
You know, you can deal with 0-4 a little bit better when your guy that's screaming and laughing at you over there is 1-3, and they're a hot mess, too.
The only difference, and I will say I am a little jealous, because the only difference is he's got a real football coach.
Yeah, exactly.
stop it. An old, real old
dude,
football.
I would take Pete Carroll in a heartbeat.
Oh, he ain't fixing the problems the Titans got, though.
No.
But he might.
You need a future leader, a guy that can do it, you know,
I
a few more years.
I need someone that ain't going to ruin Cam. I need
Callahan is doing that.
Something, because it's.
Fire him. You need to go ahead and do it. it feels like.
I don't know if they're going to now. I really would have thought they would have.
Because they haven't, is what you're saying?
Okay, because if you're going to, it would have been after the Houston game because Amy Adams hates losing to the Texans.
Good point.
I would have thought that it would have been after the Houston game. So that's kind of interesting that it hasn't happened yet. They might just ride it out this season.
Maybe they do.
And we'll see. I mean, he won't be the coach next year.
Yeah, it ain't like college where you got to get a hit on recruiting and transfer portal and get the guy out of there. So.
Yeah, I mean,
maybe you just ride it. He can ruin you. I mean, Eberflus was a bad coach. I'm just saying. It can. You can ruin a guy if you're that bad.
Brian Callahan is the worst coach in the NFL. There's no.
He seems incompetent.
There's no two ways about
it. With it.
There's no. Dude, he is so bad.
You're right. Carroll is, I mean, eons better. Yeah. I mean, it's in terms of an alternative.
I mean, Ken Whisenhunt was 3-18 in his first 21 games with the Titans. I mean, that's you thought he was deserved the full year?
Showboats coach.
Yeah.
I did not.
Yeah.
Not at the time.
Brian Callahan is 3-18 with the Titans. I believe that's his same exact record against the spread as well, which is just embarrassing. Like that you can't even lead your team to close losses.
No, there's really nothing to take away from it. I mean, I think that they will sell at the deadline.
They should sell the team to Memphis.
I do not think – I'd be surprised if, like, Calvin Ridley's on the team at the deadline.
Right.
We'll see with Big Jeff.
I like it, Big Jeff.
But it's – yeah, I mean, there's just really nothing to be optimistic about. And the thing, like I have seen some people say that Cam's got to be better, and he obviously does. Like, there hasn't been a lot to take away from, but he's just – the offensive line has been bad. Nobody can catch the ball, so it's hard for me to say, you know, this rookie quarterback's a bust. Like I think he just needs time.
Doesn't sound Nashville's not getting your money anytime soon.
Right.
But
I'm trying to think of the next time you'll go up there.
I will say this.
This is that bad.
I'm
going to require a coaching change for sure.
As it relates to Pete.
Mm-hmm.
I call him Auto Pen Pete. Because this is the Joe Biden president version of Pete Carroll. This ain't the,
it's not the Pete that I know.
This ain't the Joe Biden VP level of sharpness we're getting.
He did just lose to a bad Bears team, especially a bad Bears defense.
Dude, like literally. Like,
and y'all win at New England, though?
Went to New England randomly, but like, you know, the whole thing with the Raiders is they draft Ashton Jensen. They tell him, you know, he has that stance, right? Mm-hmm. He has that stance coming out of college. You got it's called the Michael Myers stance.
Yeah.
The whole thing is we have to change that stance. It's not going to work in the NFL. So they changed his stance.
Yeah.
Okay. He sucks. He can't get open. He can't break through, whatever the case. Last week, he goes back to the Michael Myers stance, has the best week of his career, still loses, but has the best week of his career.
Well, yeah, and we need to factor in we're the league's worst run defense last
time
I checked.
But then Pete Carroll was asked, hey, what about Ashton Jeanty's stance? You know, it changed. And Pete's like, I love it. What?
That's okay. A pretty good
y'all
Biden.
Also, y'all,
there's
the
nothing.
Face you made.
So it's just like the Joe Biden. I'm getting the Joe Biden vibe.
I think y'all also got Jets Geno. Jets Geno. That ain't Seattle's Geno.
No, this was
the one that was wrote off.
Yes.
Yeah, no, he is. No, exactly. We people have begun to write him off again, and they look accurate. You know.
Yeah.
So, I mean, it's so sickening that when we get a free agent, they always come to us and are absolutely awful. Doesn't matter who it is. Antonio Brown frees his foot off. You know?
Oh, dude, I mean, I thought Calvin Ridley was going to have a great season for the Titans.
You also thought that about Julio Jones. You also thought that. We can go through the list.
Okay, well, Julio was old.
No, that's not what y'all said when y'all got him. That is not what y'all said when you let's
he
not.
He had some
let's
decent
not,
games.
Y'all
he was
were so
okay.
happy, dude. You had in your old house.
Calvin Ridley can't catch a pass,
dude. You
yeah,
had
I don't know
a,
what's up with him.
You had a keg party on Wilbeck when they got Julio Jones, and everyone.
Well,
was
he's
invited.
A legend, bro.
Yeah,
okay, legend of the
that's
game.
That's what you were doing, keg stands.
I am so sick and tired of these legendary receivers coming to the Titans and their careers just over. I'm tired of it, dude. Although D-Hop's hung on for a while, he's still catching touchdown passes every now and again.
I guess.
Man, it makes me sick.
Yeah, Moss was a joke.
He was there for like five games.
Did y'all have Jerry Rice?
No, we did not have Jerry. Probably should have. That would have made sense.
So you had Moss,
they
Hopkins,
had Andre Johnson.
Andre Johnson, wow.
I'm trying to think of who else was like a legendary receiver that came to the Titans.
That's
did
wild
absolutely
that you've
nothing.
Had that many.
Yeah.
I mean, you have Tyler Lockett. You know, who had some good years.
I don't know
years.
How legendary he is.
He's not a legend, but he had some good years.
I don't even think he plays. I never see him out there.
Well, maybe that's the problem is that you guys are playing. Have you learned how to say the guy's last name yet?
Who?
Yelich? Yeah.
Ayaminar?
I don't think that's it.
Ayaminar? Ayaminar?
Thank God you're not on the Titans.
I just call him Elik.
Yeah.
I just call him Elik. Or Elik.
Yeah, I like
Elik.
But he might actually be a good one.
He's looked good.
He's
looked okay.
People in fantasy, I'm in this one.
I got
super,
him. I got him on a bench.
I know.
Yeah, I got him on a bench.
People think he's like going to be like a keeper league. He's going to be like a.
Yeah. I don't know about all that.
That's like, come on, man.
I think the Titans are probably drafting like whoever the great receiver is out of this next draft.
Yeah.
I think that's where we're headed.
Well, I'm excited, not necessarily for you, but I'm excited generally for. You know, this weekend of football. So it should be a good time. Preseason for the Grizzlies.
It's all back, man. This is the best month of sports, right? October?
I think so. Got three game threes tonight in baseball.
Yeah.
I don't think you care about any of them.
Yeah, I do. Okay. I'm locked in, man.
Oh, you're watching the baseball?
Yeah, dude. Cubs, Padres, Yankees, Red Sox.
Thursday night football sucks tonight. Stuff. So it actually broke pretty well for baseball. Because who cares about the depleted 49ers in the rain?
Right.
So.
Bennett, I must know before you leave, it's distracted me. Okay. I can see your forearm. I don't know that I've ever noticed the pirate.
Pirate
is that
tattoo.
One-eyed Willie? Is that the ECU pirate? I'm wondering what the inspiration is. I've never seen it. It's this close.
Yeah, just kind of like an old school. Little,
okay.
Yeah.
Yeah. It's like my panther, my lad, Lawrence Bowden. God rest his soul, Lawrence Bowden. We just lost him. It inspired me.
Loved pirates.
Doesn't seem like one of your...
Yeah.
Oh, okay. Okay, I didn't know if it was a certain pirate.
No, it's it was like, was it part of like a flash thing with the tattoo shop, or you went in with that?
I went in with
that.
Was that
the pirate that they gave you? Sort of like you're talking about, that you want Nike to give you the shoes?
He picked the pirate.
Yeah, I picked the pirate, yeah.
And who was the pirate that you picked?
It's just a random. It's a skull, bro. It's not a person, yeah.
That was in the tattoo shop. It's the exact same thing I did with the panther. I didn't design the panther myself. You see,
right.
I picked a print.
Right. No, I picked a generic, you know, 69 sign.
Yeah.
Yes.
It ain't as cool as Edie's new sleeve, but
you should get a much cooler tattoo.
Yeah. Don't get it covered.
You should get a sleeve of pirates.
The early ones don't mean anything
like
to
Captain
us.
Jack Sparrow,
right?
Bluebeard.
Maybe I should.
You know,
maybe
Al Davis.
Not a story with that
you're
one.
You're a real Raider fan. That's what it is.
That was it. I knew
really
I was going to come in here, so I got this done before.
You really
want to
be a member of the Silver and Black, man? Come on over.
Yeah.
Come on over.
That was my first NFL game.
See?
Yeah. Oilers, Raiders, 97 at the Liberty Bowl. Yep.
And Raiders beat that ass.
No, they didn't.
Okay, I didn't remember.
No. Au contraire, they got their ass beat.
And that's the last time the Titans won. 1997.
I still got the flag, the 97 Tennessee Oilers flag.
Oh, that's awesome. The year they were in Memphis.
That's right.
You think that's worth anything on eBay?
It's not. I've checked.
You did look.
Yes, it's worth it. Next to nothing.
All right.
If you want some of that gear, you could probably go get it for like $5.
Well, you have to find it. But anyway, thanks for coming in as always.
Thanks for bringing
thanks
these to
you. Bennett
Doyle,
y'all.
Grind City Media, Grizz Radio Network.
He's the best.
And Grizz Radio Network, we will remain because we, quote, need the money.
That's it.
We need that money. Mm-hmm. As if it's like the Saudi money.
I got kids to feed.
It's a little bit better there because it's the Saudi. It's funded.
Mm-hmm.
All right, we'll come back, wrap this up. Jason and John, how do you turn to FM, ESPN?
Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
I'm done with subscriptions. Streaming, fitness, razors, vitamins. I've got subscriptions for everything in my life. They lock you in, and half the time, I can't figure out how to unsubscribe. That's why I'm so excited about the new Blue Apron. Now you can get delicious meals delivered with no subscription needed, including new pre-made options. Keep the flavor. Ditch the subscription. Get 20% off your first two orders with code APRON20. Terms and conditions apply. Visit blueapron.com/terms for more.
Honestly, I wasn't sure we could pull this off ourselves.
You had the vision, and Blinds.com brought your dreams to life.
Yeah, their custom window treatments and free design consultation. Total game changer. Ava walked us through everything. Styles, colors, what would work best in this space.
And we didn't have to leave the house. Free samples showed up fast, and they made it super easy to compare and choose.
Right? Plus, no high-pressure sales pitch, just smart guidance. And the install? I thought it'd be tricky, but Blinds.com instructions were clear. Everything fits perfectly.
And thanks to their SureFit guarantee, if something doesn't fit, they remake it for free.
Talk about peace of mind.
And it costs way less than having a designer to our house or going to one of those overpriced showrooms.
We saved money, got the exact look we wanted, and we did it ourselves.
We did it.
So, kitchen windows next?
Blinds.com makes buying and installing window treatments easy and affordable because nobody covers windows better than Blinds.com. Visit Blinds.com now for up to 50% off primetime deals and free professional installation. Rules and restrictions apply.
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
True North Convenience Stores and Red Bull are an elite matchup. True North offers returning players Red Bull Original and Sugar Free. First round picks like Watermelon, Wild Berries, and the newest rookie, Red Bull Zero. Right now, grab three of your favorite 8-ounce can flavors for $6.50 and save 10 cents off a gallon with the True Rewards mobile app. Available in your favorite app store. Rush into True North to score this deal before the clock runs out. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Live Love Group at the Real Estate Agency is here for you. What are they going to do? They're going to help you make the most money for your home. They're going to help you find the home of your dreams. They're going to be accessible. They're going to be around the clock working for you. Jennifer and her team are the absolute best. There's lots of teams out here, realtors out here, that, you know, they're just kind of trying to tell you what you want to hear. They don't really have advice for you. They're just going to kind of go along to get along. That's not Jennifer and her team. They're going to be honest with you, straightforward with you, and help you reach your goals. But you got to reach out. SoldoLiveLoveMips.com.
901-625-5200 is the number. That's the number I called back in 2018. I'm so glad I did. Jennifer forever changed our situation. Got me out of a bad one. Yours is hopefully much better than mine was in terms of selling that home. Boy, Jennifer Carstensen was a godsend. And listen, she's built a wonderful business by doing Memphians right. She's not looking to just make a dollar off of you and put you in a bad situation on that homeowner side. She's looking to get, whether it's renters, whether it's first-time home buyers, whatever it is, get you in the best situation possible. That's how they work over at Live Love, and it's why this business has been so successful. Be next, 901-625-5200. Maybe you're tired of your realtor. Maybe you're not getting any results. Make the switch. 901-625-5200. Again, it's the Live Love Memphis, Live Love Nash, and Live Love DeSoto teams at the Real Estate Agency.
We're back. Jason and John, 93.9 FM, ESPN. So thanks to Bennett Doyle for joining us on the show today. We didn't talk a ton about Memphis and Tulsa, but I do think he's on the way to one of those machines. You know what I'm talking about, right? You've seen those?
Which machine?
The weather machine, man. When you step into that thing, it gives you the wind, you know?
Be at the Children's Museum.
I remember seeing it at the Wolf Chase, but it could be both.
Okay.
And at the Wolf Chase, you had to pay. You had to put couple dollars in to experience those winds.
Standing in there.
And I highly doubt it's still there, but. Because I haven't been to the Wolf Chase Mall, and I don't even know how long, but that's what he should do. Have that, like when you're on the scene, you know, as a reporter, you know, we're here live.
Man, I know there's still some quality people over there, but I stepped into that Wolf Chase that you just spoke of a couple of days ago, had to get in there and get a little suit for CJ. Dead zone.
It's that bad?
Man.
Yeah. That's tough. That's tough. It feels like it's going to be.
It's just crazy how the mall life. I mean, what's happened there? It's just it's deteriorated.
It does feel like it's
I feel terrible
it's a goner.
For store owners that are in there just hoping to get, you know, whether it's there is no walk by business. Those days are over. So that's just what you know, we've talked Mall of Memphis. We've done our little nostalgic look backs, but just that whole mall phenomenon era. It's just
it's gone
behind us.
Yeah, I mean that's where you know that was one of my first jobs is in the Wolf Chase Mall. You know, I mean I remember
thing used to be popping.
I remember walking around like I would get excited to spend my money at the little money that I earned. I would be excited to spend it at the GameStop that was in the mall. I could just walk. I could go to work. I could get off, or take a break or whatever, and I would go to GameStop, you know, and I would just spend $50 on a game or something like that, and it just felt like this is how it feels to have made it in life, you know, because I, you know, usually I'd have to ask my mom, hey, can I get this game? Can I get that game? You know, and then I become financially free.
Yeah,
by working the job, Great American Cookie. Yeah, I had no bills, but I was financially free. And, you know, today's kids aren't going to know what that feels like, you know, to go to a mall, work in a mall, and then go to another store and spend your money.
Still working a store.
You'll remember that I bought my girlfriend at the time a snow globe from the Disney store that I promptly destroyed on her front porch when we got into an argument.
Yeah, because you're a violent child.
She didn't get me a PSP, man. She got me Memphis Tiger football gear, and that's not what I asked for.
No, I'm just, again, we're looking for signs. We're hoping we never see them.
Not
I'm
even
hopeful
Memphis
that you
basketball
haven't
gear.
Passed that down to Dominic, that violence that was inside of you as a child.
It was put in me, all right?
There was a real rage there, wasn't there?
Yeah, there was. And there will be a rage in me when this mall closes, you know, because of all the memories that I've made. But, yeah, I mean, did they even have any restaurants open when you went?
We didn't look to go to the food
You're
court
just trying
because
to get in
there, I don't know that anything's there except Steak Escape and a bunch of buffets I can't pronounce.
There you go. That's crazy. Yeah.
Hey, is Steak Escape still holding on? It's like the one thing that's been there for a while and is hanging on. Because somebody else mentioned, we were talking about how Chick-fil-A's never closed. The one in there did, mm-hmm. I think, because no foot traffic. Now, somebody told me,
I'm assuming so. That's the only
Chick-fil-A
that's ever.
But as I was explaining to them, that is more because of mall life.
Oh, yeah.
And there is no more walk-by business. There's nobody coming into a mall to go to a Chick-fil-A. That would be the reason, if it has, that it has closed.
Right.
Back to the point. Steak Escape been holding on a long time.
Yeah.
I think they're still holding on.
Yeah.
I'm sure we'll get word if not.
I don't see any around Memphis, but other than
Steak
that
Escape?
One.
Yeah, yeah, literally, like the only one
I know we got a Steak and Shake. I
Steak
think.
And Shake, yeah.
And then we got, you know.
Do we have those out in the burbs somewhere?
I
Steak
don't
and
know.
Shake?
Yeah, I think
I do that out of town, like in Missouri.
I feel like when I'm in Sykeston. Have a Steak and Shake in Memphis, but maybe
not. It's Cape Girardeau.
I don't know what we have in this day and age anymore. But anyway, yeah, shout out to the Wolf Chase Mall. Shout out to Great American Cookie and that GameStop. Everything's changing in life, man. Everything is rapidly.
Oh, yeah. Come on, this ain't. We did it with the Raleigh Springs Mall. We did a mall in Memphis, and now you're going Oak Court Mall.
The only,
all
the
new.
Only
they
malls
were all good
that,
life. We've done it with each other.
The only malls that are successful are the outdoor joints. You know that, like it's not really a mall. It's like it's just like a bit. It's like a plaza.
Plaza
where there's like, you know, multiple stores. You hit, you know,
yeah,
carriage crossing, that kind of thing.
Yeah, you kind of act like it's Friday, bro.
This has been your mall report of this week. Love mall.
Go to the mall. Support your local mall before it closes.
Yeah, because it will.
It's about to.
It's going to. I don't want it to happen, but it just is, okay? Everything, you know, it dies and is born again. You know, if you believe in the...
Not malls.
Hindu ilk. All right, it's going to do it for us today. Thanks to Mike Sadie for joining us on the show. Thanks to Bennett Doyle. Thanks to Drew Hill for hopping on today. Jeffrey and Company up next on Miss It. For Jason, I'm John. We're gone.
Honestly, I wasn't sure we could pull this off ourselves.
You had the vision, and Blinds.com brought your dreams to life.
Yeah, their custom window treatments and free design consultation. Total game changer. Ava walked us through everything. Styles, colors, what would work best in this space.
And we didn't have to leave the house. Free samples showed up fast, and they made it super easy to compare and choose.
Right? Plus, no high-pressure sales pitch, just smart guidance. And the install? I thought it'd be tricky, but Blinds.com instructions were clear. Everything fits perfectly.
And thanks to their SureFit guarantee, if something doesn't fit, they remake it for free. Talk about peace of mind.
And it costs way less than having a designer to our house or going to one of those overpriced showrooms.
We saved money, got the exact look we wanted, and we did it ourselves.
We did it.
So, kitchen windows next?
Blinds.com makes buying and installing window treatments easy and affordable because nobody covers windows better than Blinds.com. Visit Blinds.com now for up to 50% off primetime deals and free professional installation. Rules and restrictions apply.
True North Convenience Stores and Red Bull are an elite matchup. True North offers returning players Red Bull Original and Sugar Free. First round picks like Watermelon, Wild Berries, and the newest rookie, Red Bull Zero. Right now, grab three of your favorite 8-ounce can flavors for $6.50 and save 10 cents off a gallon with the True Rewards mobile app. Available in your favorite app store. Rush into True North to score this deal before the clock runs out. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
To remind you that 60% of sales on Amazon come from independent sellers, here's John from Devil Dog Pet Company.
We run our family business from Sterling Heights, Michigan, but we can reach customers all over the country thanks to Amazon. Good boy.
Shop small business on Amazon.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.